Greetings, John McKenna, So Podcast. For those people that have ever heard of the Australian of the Year, well, I've got someone on my show who's going to be talking about that. But before doing that, I'd like to just remind my audience that some of our conversation today may trigger a little bit of trauma. People might start feeling a bit uncomfortable because of the content that we'll be covering. There could be a little bit of swearing, could be talking about sexual abuse. So I just want to remind the audience that there's a website called Respect, and that's 1800respect.org.au. Their phone number, 1800-737-732. There's another great organisation called beyondblue.org.au. So please, I know you love listening to my podcast, but if any of this conversation starts to make you feel a bit uncomfortable, please switch off, self-love, and do what you need to do. Grace, g'day. Thank you very much for coming on So Podcast.
G'day. Thanks for having me, John.
All good. What do you know about the Australian of the Year Awards?
The Australian of the Year Awards? Oh, I don't know. No, the Australian of the Year Awards program is a program that recognises inspiring people from all over our great nation and gives them a platform to further their message for the greater good.
So, Grace, you got the award. Do you want to share with my audience, please? Why did you get this gig?
So I was recognised for my advocacy for survivors of child sexual abuse. Myself, a survivor of child sexual abuse at the hands of a calculating pedophile 11 years ago, almost 11 years exactly, I was motivated from day one by a want to help and protect others and also educate, because I realized from my private conversations that not a lot is known about things like the psychological grooming that underpins the physical abuse, nor the lasting impacts of trauma. So I set about wanting to tell my story and then realized that there was an archaic gag law in Tasmania that prevented survivors of child sexual abuse from self-identifying in the media, even with their consent, which I saw as another example of a culture and a system that enabled predators by keeping the truth silent, because obviously it's survivors who have the lived experience that's imbued with crucial information to educate properly around this issue. And so I joined forces with an incredible journalist by the name of Nina Fennell, who started a campaign called #LetHerSpeak. And I lent my story as the foundation for that campaign. And we were then joined by 16 other brave survivors. And after relentless campaigning for years, we actually succeeded in having the law changed to allow people a voice.
Cool.
Yes. It was cool.
Okay. I'm going to really flip this on its head, because sitting next to you is a really hot looking guy. His name is the great Max Heary. No worries. You can't see him, guys, but I'm on the software that does podcasting and they're on the couch.
He looks like a Roman god, I think. He looks like he's been carved out of marble.
I'm just looking
at the hat at the moment. It's a bit weirder, but it's okay.
Do you know what that hat is? It's the Batuta. It's from the Batuta boys, the Batuta Advocate.
Never heard of it. What do they do?
They actually do a podcast as well, but they do satirical. No, I shouldn't say that. They're real journalists and they write about real issues.
Fine. Well, okay, that's all going to stop right now, because I'm here. It's my gig. Back off, Grace.
Yes. Yes, sorry.
Max, join us, please. Join us. Thanks for coming on the show. It's truth. I was one that tapped you on the shoulder when you were visiting Melbourne last week and said, mate, I want you on the show.
Yep, that is correct, and that is the first time that anyone's ever asked to speak to me about this. Yeah, up until now. Yeah.
And I said you could bring your sidekick if you want to.
Yeah.
Wacha. Wacha.
I said, wacha. I sort of did like a sidekick noise.
Max.
I got it. I'm with you.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. So, Max, there's those questions I'd like to ask you, but I'm just going to let it go flow. You are the person who's been, how long have you been hanging out with each other?
We've been hanging out for, a bit over 7 months now, almost 8 months.
Yeah.
So we started dating a couple of months before this Australian of the Year award sort of blew up. And so we were just living our subtle Hobart lifestyle, and then we got sort of thrust into the limelight.
Okay. Where were you, Max, when you found out? Do you remember that moment?
We were sitting in Canberra in the
Arboretum.
Okay. So we were there with all the other nominees and the Prime Minister, and that's when we found out, and with Grace as well.
Okay. What went through your mind when you heard that? Were you sort of, did you have any money on it? Did you, you're a betting man?
No. A couple of friends did have some money on it, but no, I didn't have any money on it. It's a good question. What went through my mind? Everything sort of stood still for a moment there. It was quite overwhelming. I shed a few tears. I was just sitting there going, wow, this is an incredible lady, and it's an incredible moment.
But you knew that before the award, eh?
No.
No. You knew she was an incredible lady before the award.
I should shut up.
Are you telling me you waited for the award?
I knew that the first time I met her.
Oh, good words. Yeah. Now, it is all about hearing how you're feeling, the journey and stuff like that. There is so many people in the world where there's that other very important person who's part of their life, whether they're in the shadow, whether they're it reminds me a little bit like advocacy. I do a lot of advocacy work, and Grace, you might appreciate this, is the golden rule with advocacy is knowing when to stand beside, stand in front or behind the person that you're advocating for.
So
I think a lot of people get that mixed up sometimes.
Yeah.
So Max, obviously you'll get away from advocacy for a minute. You're Grace's partner. They're looking at Grace. They're talking about Grace. Grace is talking, blah, blah, blah. Do you zone out? Do you say, yep, I've heard this bit before? Or, and if you want to talk offline, not in front of Grace, we can, but no, you can't. I just want to hear.
No, I wouldn't say I've never zoned out. The way Grace articulates things is quite incredible and encapsulating. So, no, I never zone out. There are certain parts of her story which are difficult to listen to, especially someone that you love. So there are sort of times when I do try and take I wouldn't call it zone out, but I do certain things to sort of numb myself a little bit just when things are getting a little bit tough. But no, I still try and stay fully engaged every time she speaks and try and get to all the events that I can get to.
Yeah, I think it's a really beautiful point you raise, Max. And I said the word zone out, but it's about you remaining resilient and, media is not always good.
Yeah. No, and I think, for me to be a good support for Grace, I've got to be able to support myself. So we've both got to remember, I've got to look after myself properly so I can help Grace when, things are quite turbulent.
Sure.
And vice versa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's all about self-love.
We are a team.
What's that?
We're a team.
Team. Max.
Yes. Go on, John. Mock me.
Could you get your hand off his lap, please? What's going on here? You love birds. Okay.
I don't have my hands.
Good. Max, go back to self-love. So obviously you're watching journos and they're doing their job. They're chatting to Grace. Do you ever get situations where, what a stupid question that was, Mr. Journo or Miss Journo? Do they frustrate you at all with regards to how their questioning goes?
I think that all the time. But I think the way that Grace handles things and takes things on board and then moves and directs the question into the direction that she wants the question to go in. So I think, you do hear some very odd questions, but then that's people's own experiences and lack of understanding about certain topics, and so that's why it can sound odd to us. But yeah,
if you were to pull aside one of the journalists after listening how they've just done their interview, grab them by the ear, whatever, and say, what sort of coaching would you give them to say they're missing the point? Or do you know what I'm trying to say? If you have to, we're all experts afterwards.
But I don't think I would, because a part of Grace's message is that everyone's, welcome at the table to discuss these sorts of things. So I think if you start trying to monitor what questions can be asked about the topic, then you're sort of excluding people from being able to talk about the topic.
I know I'm not supposed to talk, but can I just
Hang on a second. We'll just check. Max, are you okay with Grace saying something?
Just for a minute.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Trigger. I have to ask for permission.
I love that.
I'm joking. So with curly questions, rather than attack the person who's often just – I mean, look, there are cases where the media are trying deliberately to prod you for a sensationalized headline. But a lot of the time, like I would say the majority of poorly worded questions or ignorant questions are actually quite well-intentioned. And so I always respond by saying really calmly and politely, like, that's probably not the greatest question to ask, and this is why, rather than create a sort of, you know, antagonistic situation where we could potentially lose the support, you know, because media are important in the end. They are conduit for information between the person with the information and the audience. So, you know, it's about working together to move to the next step.
Thanks for taking over the podcast, Grace. So, Grace, while you've got the microphone, and I say this with respect.
Okay, bye now.
No. I want you to ask Max a question, please. Don't argue, right? I'm just serious.
Can I ask him, Max, can you please hold the laptop while I go and get banana bread out of the oven? Thank you.
That's a cool question.
It's come to that time where she has to go and get the banana bread out of the oven.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. So I've done some Googling with you, Max, and I know you're involved in the finance area. Are you a sporty person?
Yep. Yeah, I am. Yeah, and that's how Grace and I actually met. I'm not sure if you've heard about this app called Strava, but it's a social media running app. And so when I saw Grace going for a few runs in our local area, I sent her a message saying, oh, look, do you want to go for a run, you know, sort of catch up and go for a run and have a chat? And we did that. And, the rest is history.
Okay. Do you ever reflect, as far as there's you and Grace and there are other partners in the world which are in a similar situation to you, do you have a mentor? Do you look at a couple or a couple of famous people and sort of say?
I look to my parents. I think usually when Grace and I have, you know, difficult situations or we're not quite sure about something, especially when things are so turbulent, yeah, I usually call my parents and we discuss things as a team. There hasn't been really like a big famous mentor for me. It's more people that are close to me, and that's where I get my inspiration from.
Sure. Have you heard of any terrible whispers that you weren't meant to hear about? Because, you know, not everybody knows you, of course, so there are times where you're sitting back in the crowd. Are you able to share and just with us stuff where you've got, how dare they say that or think like that?
Yeah, well, I definitely do hear things, and even from places where you really wouldn't expect to hear them as well. But I always sort of pause. I don't like to have a knee-jerk reaction to these types of things because I feel that people that are saying those sorts of things don't have a full understanding of the situation, and that's why they have those certain opinions.
Yeah, it's a really interesting journey that you're on. That's once again why I thought I'd got to talk to you, and that's what this is. It's a chat. So you are an interesting person, and we joked about it earlier. Put your name up on Google, and it doesn't come up often. But you've got Instagram, which is cool.
That's how I like to keep a low profile.
Well, hello, brother. You've just come on the most amazing podcast in the world, John McKenna So Podcast. That's all going to change. So, Grace is still getting the cake, is she?
She is just come on her way back now.
Is she bringing it back with her? Because believe it or not, I have butter and Vegemite on my banana cake.
You have butter and Vegemite?
Yes.
Grace has peanut butter, not peanut butter.
No, almond. Every other type of
butter apart from peanut butter.
Nut butter. I have almond butter. I have hazelnut butter.
Okay.
I have cashew butter. I even have pistachio butter and sunflower seed butter and pumpkin seed butter.
Well, you're just butter, aren't you?
Yeah, butter bing, butter boom.
Got it. Okay, I want you to put your reporter hat on, please, Grace, all right? Because we did talk about this before and it's really unique. Opposition where the world is going to hear this message, but, you know, not getting too heavy, but throw a question at the great man Max that you'd like to ask him publicly.
Throw a question.
Well, put my hat on. You're the journalist.
That I would like to ask him.
Ask Max a question as a journalist about his journey.
Okay. Tell me what the most surprising aspect of this journey has been since January.
That's a big question. There's been, because it's been such an unprecedented year, there's been lots of surprises. You are incredibly intelligent and smart and resilient, but one of the surprising things is how you're able to get yourself ready to front up to big events and address a large number of people consistently about this topic without basically, falling to pieces. Which is
yet being a crucial word. We're all waiting for the moment.
Interesting question. So I don't reckon you nailed the answer. I'm going to push back a bit more. Grace, dig deeper, all right, because he's talking through the love lenses on his eyes because he loves you. But I want to dig a bit deeper. Yeah. What sort of...
That's how we do things. Like,
dig deeper. So have there been any negative surprises, negative unexpected things that have happened as a result of this, whole event at the beginning of the year?
Well, our time together, which has been put under quite a bit of stress, that's definitely a negative aspect. But as far as how things have gone, I think we've handled everything quite well, considering the scrutiny and the stress and, the lack of sleep and all the travel and being out of routine. But I think the way that we've handled it has been a testament to us and our relationship. And our understanding of each other.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'd agree. Yeah, totally. Mm. High five, Grace.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Grace.
High five to three-way five.
Let's do it. Got it. I'm feeling it very in Melbourne and you're in Tasmania. So, Grace, the old saying, if you had your time again, if you guys had your time again and experienced all this, ask both of you, would you approach it differently? Would you change a few things?
I don't know. Like, it's a very hard thing to look at because there is no rule book for this year. We didn't see, we don't have a crystal ball. We can't see into the future. We didn't know how big things were going to get. We didn't know, how things would fit in with work and how we would be able to support ourselves. So there's definitely things that I probably would have done differently around my work, and I would have probably resigned earlier, which I've resigned now, and I would have been there to support a lot more. But those are things that we couldn't understand at the time. We couldn't.
Sure.
Yeah, it's hard to, because, hindsight's 2020. So, of course, when you look back, you can sort of, go, oh, well, I would have done this differently or that differently. I think, Max touched on one thing that we would both change, and that was, the level of pressure and the sort of the impact on the time that him and I have together, which has been sort of shortened and mucked around a little bit. But also we both understand that this platform is not always going to be like this. Obviously the tenure of Australian of the Year lasts 1 year, and I'm not just going to drop off the face of the planet, but it will evolve. And we're both pretty utilitarian in our philosophies and our approach to life. We both are doing things for the greater good, and we are there to support each other at every turn. So we sort of try to be glass half full, I suppose, and see the negatives as potential fuel to turn into another positive.
Like every situation and every relationship has speed bumps, and we, cross these speed humps together as a team. As we approach them, we just take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
Mm. Has there been times where the probing's got a bit much as you as a couple?
As in, do the media ask personal questions about us? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Does that get too probing sometimes?
I don't really think the media have probed us about our relationship, really. They tend to just probe about the details of my sexual abuse, and that's where it sort of I just sort of explained to them that's not very helpful, you know, because if we just focus on those things, like how bad was the rape, or, you know, when you hear about domestic violence stories, they're often like, well, he only hit you once, so it wasn't that bad, or something like that. The focus is on, it's often too much on the wrong aspects, like the sensationalizing the physical stuff, when it needs to be about reparation and moving forward. So it needs to be about the psychology and how we can shed light on that and turn it into education.
I accept that. Well said. You've done this before. Max, is there any advice you've got out there for the next Australian of the Year, the partner of whatever that person might be? Any tips you want to share? It's love, it's friendship, it's partnership, it's team, it's all of that. But Max, what advice can you tell other people that need to feel empowered? And you're not in the limelight, you're in the audience, you're sitting beside or behind or in front, depending on the situation. What tips have you got?
Open and transparent communication is a big one. As soon as that communication breaks down, it's when miscommunication happens, and that's when you can't be there to support each other. So Grace and I have a lot of frank, in-depth conversations about issues when they arise. We try not to let anything manifest. So we deal with issues on the spot as they arise, even though it might be tough. We know that I know that that's what needs to be done, so I can continue supporting Grace and support her when things are getting tough.
I can smell that banana cake. I think it's, is it ready to eat?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I can express post some to you.
No, pass.
just another thing on that would probably be try and spend some time to try and be understanding of the position and the pressures that they're on, they're under, because the pressures that they're under is a lot different to the pressure that someone who is supporting is under as well. So I think you both have to appreciate each other's stresses to be able to support each other.
Sure. Yep. I just nodding and saying yep. But I think whether we're talking marriage counselling or relationship counselling, whatever, these are all the things we think about. But it's lovely to hear you say it, Max and Grace, about why you guys are working so well as a team under the spotlight.
Yeah.
So a big thank you from me to you, Max, for saying yes. And thanks for bringing along Grace.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry I'm not there for the banana cake. But it is a hoot, Max, to hear your voice and to be so open about your journey. I'm going to remind everybody, if this podcast is triggered anything, with an organisation called Respect, which is 1-800-RESPECT.org.au, and also we've got beyondblue.org.au. There's going to be a transcript of this amazing conversation. All these episodes are available on my website, johnmckenna.com.au. We're going to throw to Grace for a closing comment, remark, reflection, whatever, if you're okay to do that. And then we're going to close to Max for closing remarks, reflections. How's the podcast been with John McKenna? So podcast?
It's been an absolute cracker.
Well, say it again. It's been a cracker. Tell us why. Why have you enjoyed it?
I love hearing Max talk. And I think that maybe he should just take over my job, my role, for the last half of the year. Can we do it kind of like is Australian of the Year, can it be like a relay? Can I nominate some other people to so I can pass the baton or something and then just put my feet up?
I would not survive a minute.
I don't think that's true.
And I'm feeling his answer right now.
I've got a wig that's like my hair.
This is getting really weird. Have you? Where is it?
What are your remarks?
Yes. Max, you're going to close this. This has been about you, and I've done a bit of a word count. You've actually said more words than Grace, which is cool.
Cool, yeah. No, it's been great. Thanks for having us on and listening to what I have to say, even though I'm not as articulate as Grace. We work as a team and are like a bit of yin and yang and help each other out in different areas.
It's okay because Max is way better footballer than I am, and I think that's more important.
Exactly. Thank you both. Stay strong, stay happy, and thanks for coming onto the SO podcast.
Thanks, John. You're a legend. Thanks, John.